All right. It's good to see everybody. Real quickly, the luncheon that Jennifer is having Friday, if you could participate in that and serve, that's a great opportunity. When we do stuff like that here at the building, for people who may not be Christians, it's a good opportunity to let our light shine. It's a good opportunity to serve the community and for those people to carry back word to their friends to say, you won't believe what the Austinville Church or the Decatur Church of Christ did for us. Matthew 5:16, that's how we let our light shine. And if you could participate in serving on Friday to let those teachers know, we wish we could do it for all schools. And if you're a part of a school that you want to do something like that, we would love to help you with that effort as well. But if you can serve on Friday in that capacity, and I know the Lord will be pleased that we're letting our light shine. I've been, ever since this day has been approaching, I've been trying to figure out what to talk about. And, I still don't know if I chose the right thing to talk about, but seeing that this is our last Sunday with the name Austinville Church of Christ, I thought I'd do a little reflecting this morning. I don't have much to reflect on because I've only been here 2 years, but I know a lot of you have a lot to reflect on. Before we start talking about a little of that, I want to look at this word right here. Because as we move forward, this word here is important. And when we look at it from a biblical perspective, it was important in the Bible. And I want to look at a couple of different examples of how important this word remember is. The first example that I want to look to is found in Genesis chapter 9. Turn your Bibles to Genesis 9 very quickly. Genesis 9. Now, most of us are familiar with this story. God saw the wickedness upon the earth, and he sent a flood to destroy every living creature, to cleanse this earth. And only Noah and his family were saved. And so Noah and his family, they came off of the ark. And after they came off the ark, God had a conversation with Noah. And in this conversation that God had with Noah, he used the word remember. So look at Genesis chapter 9, beginning in verse 12. Genesis 9, 12. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the clouds, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. The Lord told Noah and every generation that came after Noah that they would never again have to worry about this entire earth flooding with water. And the Lord said, I want to give you a sign to remember this promise. And he said, the sign for you to remember this conversation that I had with Noah would be the rainbow. Every time you see a rainbow, God said, remember when I had that conversation with Noah. Another context I want you to look at is found in Exodus chapter 13. Turn to Exodus 13, and we're going to start at verse 3. This is where God began to form that great nation that he promised Abraham, that he promised Isaac and Jacob.
He told Abraham that one day he would be a father of many nations, and that through Abraham's seed he was going to make a great nations of which kings would come out of, and eventually the Savior Jesus would come out of. But he couldn't do this until they became a free people. At this time they were in Egypt. At this time they were in bondage. But this was the time where God saw fit to send Moses in to release his people. And in Exodus chapter 13, verse number 3, we find this. And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day you are going out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast of the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all of your quarters. And you shall tell your sons in that day, saying, this is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up out of Egypt. And it shall be a sign between you, a sign to you on your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt." So here we have a scenario of the children of Israel getting ready to go out of Egypt. And the Lord set in place the Passover meal, in which they would eat no leavened bread during this whole period of time. And Moses told the children of Israel that the reason God had told him to do this, the reason he was giving instruction to the children of Israel to do this, is because going forward, every time they have the Passover feast, it was for them to remember what God did for them when he brought them out of Egypt. They were always to use this meal to reflect on the power of God's hand that led them out of captivity. Another example, turn over to Exodus chapter 32. The children of Israel were always doing something to make God upset and mad. They were always unsatisfied. They were always murmuring about something. But in Exodus chapter 32, we see their impatience come into play. Moses had been gone for a long time. They didn't know where he was. And they came to Aaron and they said, "Aaron, please build us a golden calf. Build us a god that will continue to lead us, because we don't know where Moses is." And God got frustrated and upset with them, and he was going to destroy them. And Moses uses the word "remember" in a powerful way to protect these people. Look at Exodus chapter 32, and we're going to start at verse number 7. The Lord said to Moses, Go get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshiped it and sacrificed to it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I may make you a great nation. So the Lord said, I am tired of these people and what they're doing. I am getting ready to destroy them. In verse number 11, watch the conversation that Moses has with God. And Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said to him, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, he brought them out to harm them and to kill them into mountains and consume them from the face of the earth?
Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people. So let's stop for a minute. Moses says, Lord, you don't want to destroy these people, because if you destroy these people, the Egyptians are going to mock you. And the Egyptians are going to say, you only brought these people out of bondage to destroy them yourself. So Moses says, you don't want that reputation, God. And then notice what Moses says in verse 13. Lord, remember. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and as this land I have spoken, and I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. Moses says, Lord, you don't want to destroy these people. And the reason you don't want to destroy these people is this. Remember what you told Abraham. Remember what you told Isaac. Remember what you told Jacob, or what you told Israel. You told them that you were going to make of them a great nation. Lord, remember that, because looking back with my memory and knowing what you told them and what has been passed down from generation to generation is important. Not only important for me to think about, Lord, but it's important for you to consider right now as well. And you know what? God didn't destroy them at this moment. He remembered what he said to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. One last example, I want us to turn over to Joshua chapter 4. One, and there are so many other examples throughout the Bible of the word remember being used in God's relationship with his people. But Joshua chapter 4 is going to be the last one we look to. Now, in Joshua chapter 4, Moses is dead. Moses has ordained, by God's commandment, he has ordained Joshua to be the new commander. Joshua was now leading the people. He would be the one to carry them across the Jordan River. The Jordan River was the only thing separating them from going into the promised land. The Jordan River was the only thing separating them from going into the land that flowed with milk and honey. So they go across the Jordan River on dry land. And they get to the other side of the Jordan River, and Joshua has them to do something. Look at Joshua chapter 4, let's start at verse number 1. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, and from the place where your priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed for the children of Israel, from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord, your God, in the midst of the Jordan. Each one of you take a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes, that this may be a sign among you, so that when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean? You shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant when it crossed over the Jordan River. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be, notice, a memorial to the children of Israel forever. So Joshua says, when we go across the Jordan River, I want you 12 men to pick up a stone out of the river. When we get to the other side, I want us to place these stones in our camps. Joshua said the reason for that is because we're going to have children who grow up. We're going to have grandchildren to grow up, great-great-grandchildren who are going to grow up in this area, and they are going to need to know our history. They're going to need to know where we came from. They're going to need to know how we get to where we were to where we are now. And these stones are going to be a reminder. These stones will allow them and you to remember what God did this day. What did God do?
God cut off the waters of Jordan and allowed his people to cross over into a land that's filled with milk and honey, and to the promised land. And Joshua says, I want you to tell your children the story of this stone, of these 12 stones, from generation to generation. Why? Because it's important to remember. Remembering the history is vital to continuing as a people who mean something, to continuing as a people who have an identity. Dr. Scott Stoner said this right here. Memory is the foundation of culture and identity. That's important. If you have nothing to remember about who you are as an individual, you have no identity. You have no culture. If you can't look back on your life and see your history, know who you was and who you are now and where you have come from, you have no identity. You have nothing to hold your hat on and say, look at the life that I've lived. He says identity is rooted in knowing and remembering our origin, remembering our history. And identity is and meaning are strengthened when we gather and share our stories. So when we look at the concept of remembering our history is important. Is vital. Martin Luther King Jr. says, we are not makers of history, but we are made by history. That's important as well. There's no way to look at who we are as a people and not look at the history from which we have come from. In this case, this morning, my sermon is to the Austinville Church of Christ. The Austinville Church of Christ has not made history, but it has been made by history. And there's really, truly no way to see the identity and the culture of the Austinville Church of Christ without looking to the history of the Austinville Church of Christ and sharing those stories from generation to generation. This congregation has had a journey that started with a humble beginning. I'm not going to go into all the details of this journey, but this journey started around 1932 when they had their first gospel meeting in which a man named Dexter Walker preached it. A few families got together and began meeting in homes, studying together. And eventually, these families and those who would come after them were able to build a building on two lots on State Avenue Southwest that was donated to them by a man named J.L. and his wife Tara. They donated this lot. In 1936, a little building was built. And eventually, June 27, 1999, they had their first services in this building, which you see right here today. Looking at all the struggles that took place from that time to now, it's amazing to me. They paved a long and arduous road and cut through some formidable channels for this church to exist today. So as we move forward and I think about what has happened, I think about the joys, the sorrows, the struggles, and the successes of those people. And it's upon those things that we stand today. You know, I know we all have said it, and I said it as well, but you know, this is not a new congregation at all. This is a new name. A new name that's added to a foundation that has existed since 1932. It's a new name. The journey began, and the journey continue, and the journey does not end for the Austinville Church of Christ when we change our name. The journey at that point is shared with another sister congregation. Grant Street's history would not be relocated to a closet somewhere, nor would the Austinville Church of Christ. The reason the new name, Decatur Church of Christ, will exist is because it is stood, or it is standing upon a platform, a mountain that's been created by the lives of people who have gone on before us, And this foundation here, we can't take out of the way. We are only who we are as the Austinville Church of Christ because of the men and women who have gone on before us, who've given their lives, who've given their blood, who've given their tears to make us what we are today. That's a foundation that we can't just push in the corner somewhere and leave it. We are not a new congregation. We are a new name. We are the same congregation that has been through hell, fire, and brimstone since 1932, and we will continue this journey with another sister congregation. Ain't but one difference, y'all. And the only difference is this right here. We are taking this journey and sharing it with another group of people who have had a similar journey themselves. We've got some stories to tell, y'all. And we've got to tell these stories. Don't ever forget every tear that was shed here. Tears of joy that were shed for babies that were born. Tears of joy that were shed for marriages. Tears of joy that were shed for success stories and members achieving things and the congregation coming together to rejoice. We've got to tell those stories. Never forget the tears of sadness that were shed. Tears of sadness that were shed for ministers who have gone on, or ministers who passed away. Tears of sadness that were shed for members, elders and deacons and faithful members who passed away, children who lost their lives. Tears of sadness where we came together and cried on each other's shoulders. Never forget the tears that have been recently shed by the things that we have faced as a family, that we pulled through together, that we held hands, stood shoulder to shoulder. Never forget. Never forget the men and women who've gone on before us. The elders who started. The ones who continue. The burdens that they've had to bear. Never forget the work of the deacons who've gone on before us. Those who are still serving as deacons, the Lord's church, the best they could. We can't forget those stories, no matter how hard they are. We've got to sit down and talk about where we have come from and the hand of the Lord that was upon us. Because me only being here for 2 years, I can tell you the hand of the Lord was upon Austinville. I can tell you the hand of the Lord was upon Austinville when Satan tried to step in and break this family up. I can tell you the hand of the Lord was upon Austinville when all of our members were crying on each other's shoulders trying to figure out what to do. I can tell you the hand of the Lord was upon Austinville when our elders would sit in the office and cry to each other or cry at home to their wives about how to move forward. And I can tell you the hand of the Lord was upon us when our beloved Alan left this earth to go on to his reward. The hand of the Lord was upon us. And those are stories that we can never forget, that we must share with everybody so they can see and remember who we are as a church and how we got to where we are. The psalmist says in Psalm 7, 8 and verse number 1, "Give ear, O my people, to my law, and incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter the dark sayings of old, which have come to our hearings and our knowledge as they were given to us by our fathers. We will not keep them secret from our children. We will make them clear to the coming generations, the praises of the Lord and His strength and the great works of wonders which He has done in the lives of every member of the Austinville Church of Christ." Never forget. Our history. And where we've come from.
because I won't.
I know that throughout a lot of this, some people had given up hope, but I never gave up hope because I know the God we serve is a God who would never let you die. And Jeremiah 29, verse 11, was a verse that I kept at the forefront of my heart. It's what God told Israel when they lost all hope. God told Israel, no, I have a future for you. I have plans for your future. Don't give up. Stay the course. And I want to say to our three elders, Keith, Mark, Dan, thank you for staying the course. And after services, I want you to pick up this little memory on behalf of the congregation. It says, stand firm. It's got a sailboat on it. It says, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I want y'all to take this one and put it in the elder's office. It's a cross. And inside it has pastor. Pastor devoted to giving so much. Only God knows all the souls that you touched. Committed to serve when you answer God's call. You prove it by being a servant to all. Keep this as a memory to remember Alan. I'm thankful for my 2 years here. And I pray to God that I have many more. If you're here today and you're not a child of God and you want to become one, you want to become part of this history that we have, and you want to continue to make history with us as we move forward, faith in God causes you to change your life. Faith in God causes you to confess Christ's name and be baptized so your sins can be washed away. Let us help you with that. If you're here today and you're a child of God and Satan has tried to come between you and God, or you just need our encouragement and strength to get back on the right track, let us help you with that as well. Whatever we can do to aid you in your walk with God, let us do so. That's together we stand and sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides.